Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 228, and this is my weekly meal plan episode. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have? Okay, welcome back to my weekly meal plan. If you're new here, each week I just share what is on my meal plan for the upcoming week. To help out with anyone that might need some inspiration or ideas for what to make for dinner. I think meal planning is really important for wasting less food and saving money, and it just makes life easier by knowing what's for dinner. It helps with planning for your grocery shopping, all that kind of stuff. The meal plan is just for dinners, and I do rotate my meals on a regular basis, so it's not going to always be a whole bunch of new recipes. It's going to be a lot of the same meals basically rotating over the course of weeks. But I do try and throw in something new every once in a while when I can, just to kind of mix things up. So also the blog version of this meal plan with links to the recipes can be found at lolasfrugallife.com if you're looking for any of the recipes. So the meal plan starts on Saturday. So this week's meal plan for Saturday, we are having slow cooker potluck spare ribs. That's from allrecipes.com. It's just a basic pot, crock pot recipe where you kind of just throw the spare ribs in the crock pot. It's got like ketchup, brown sugar, vinegar, honey, like kind of a homemade type barbecue sauce for them to cook in. And I'm going to make that with a side of easy rice baked casserole, which is from foodnetwork.com. And that is it's kind of like a rice casserole that has like rice and spinach and milk and eggs and cheese, and it makes for like a good kind of like substantial side dish. So I'm just doing that with the spare ribs, so that will be Saturday. I've been trying to do the slow cooker stuff on Sunday, but for whatever reason I planned this for Saturday, which will be fine because I have a fairly easy meal for Sunday. But I've been trying to do a lot of crock pot stuff on Sundays just because by the end of the day on Sunday a lot of times I just don't feel like cooking. But we're doing the crock pot meal for Saturday this week. Sunday, I am doing grilled chicken. Just for the grilled chicken, all I do is I take some chicken breast and I slice it in like thin, cutlets, and I marinate it in olive oil and white wine vinegar and some McCormick chicken seasoning, and then I just throw it on the grill like after it's marinated for a while. I usually try and marinate it like around lunchtime, and then that way it's been in the marinade for a few hours. Of course, it can stay in it all day. I don't think it matters if you have it like from the morning, if you marinate it in the morning and then you cook it at night. And then I'm also going to do some chicken sausage on the grill with that, just because I was going through my freezer and I found that I had a package of chicken sausage. So I thought, oh, well, that will go good with the grilled chicken. So I'm going to just throw that on there too. And then I'm going to make some caprese salad as a side, which is from allrecipes.com. It's just like your basic, mozzarella, cherry tomato, basil, olive oil type thing, a typical caprese salad. I happen to have a couple of fresh tomatoes from the garden, and a couple of them are cherry tomatoes, so I'll probably just mix up a couple cherries and then chop up a couple of regular ones, and I have fresh basil from the garden also, so I like to get to use that stuff instead of just growing it and then letting it just kind of die at the end of the season. So I'm trying to use up some of that as much as I can. And then I'm also going to make classic macaroni salad as well, which is from allrecipes.com. And that's just like your typical like elbow macaronis with like a mayo and vinegar type dressing. For Monday, we're doing hamburgers. We do hamburgers every other Monday. So I don't really have a recipe for that. I just basically make hamburger patties with ground beef and cook them up. Sometimes I'll put some McCormick hamburger seasoning on them. But not really, nothing special really there. I am going to make homemade black bean veggie burgers for my one daughter that doesn't eat meat. I make these every once in a while. When we have hamburgers, I'll kind of alternate this with like the Impossible Burger or a veggie burger type product. So the black bean veggie burgers are from allrecipes.com, and they're pretty quick and easy to make, and they just bake in the oven. So that is that for her. And then I'm also going to do oven fresh seasoned potato wedges, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is just a really easy potato wedge recipe that bakes in the oven. You just take potatoes and you cut them into like eighths, into like little like wedges. And then you just toss them in a Ziploc bag with olive oil and Parmesan cheese and whatever seasonings and things like that, and you bake them in the oven. They come out really good as a side for the hamburgers. And then I'm just going to do a can of pork and beans with that also. For Tuesday, I'm going to be doing sheet pan chicken fajitas, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is just your typical, you know, it's cut up chicken breast and cut up peppers and onions and broiled under the, you know, in the oven. And then I just serve it with some flour tortillas and like put out some cheese and sour cream and things like that. And then for my daughter that doesn't eat meat, I'm going to be making chipotle black bean chili, which is from my plant-based family. It's a pretty easy Instant Pot vegetarian chili. It's got like black beans and quinoa and some other ingredients in it, but it comes together pretty quickly. And I actually don't think I even need to make it. I think I still have some left over from last time I made it, because it makes a pretty decent amount and everybody's not eating it. So what I do is I just freeze it in portions, and then I could just pull it out and defrost it, and she can have that since she doesn't eat the chicken fajitas. For Wednesday, we're doing baked salmon. This has become like kind of a favorite recently, and actually my daughter, who's the pescatarian, she's the one that doesn't eat the chicken and everything. She does eat fish, and she really likes salmon, and she actually just requested this meal again. So we've kind of been having this more frequently in our Wednesdays, which is usually like the night we make seafood. So this is the easiest meal to make on earth. It's basically, I just defrost the salmon that I get. I get like the ones that come in the bag that are like individually wrapped, like portions. I just defrost it, put it in a baking dish, brush it with olive oil, and season it with McCormick seasoning, which I can never remember the name of it when I go to share it on this show. Oh, smokehouse maple. It's with a smokehouse maple seasoning, and it just, you then bake the salmon at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes, and it comes out so good. That's all you have to do, and it's just the easiest, quickest, delicious meal. And then I just serve it with egg noodles on the side, like buttered egg noodles. I know I don't have any vegetable with this meal, but it just occurred to me that I didn't. Sometimes I miss the vegetable, so we're just doing baked salmon and egg noodles that night. Thursday, we always do either soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner, because I go grocery shopping that night, so I try and make it like a really super easy meal. So I am doing just scrambled eggs, turkey bacon in the oven, and home fries in the air fryer. So for the turkey bacon in the oven, it's from brunded.com. It's really just kind of telling you how to bake it. You pretty much just put the bacon, you could do it with regular bacon too, on a cookie sheet. I line it with foil and then just bake it in the oven at 400 degrees for 10 minutes, then flip it and then do like another 5 to 10 minutes depending on how well you like it cooked. And I just think it is the easiest thing ever to not have to stand there and cook it in a frying pan, and I think it comes out really good that way, so that's how I always make it now. And then for the home fried potatoes, I don't really have a recipe for that. What I do is I just chop up some, like I just dice up some potatoes, peppers, and onions, and toss them together in a bowl with a little bit of olive oil and some seasoning, just kind of like salt and pepper, and I just throw them in the air fryer until they're done. So I usually start out with like 15 minutes on like 360 or whatever like the default setting is, and then I mix them around and like maybe I'll add 10 minutes, maybe I'll add 15, whatever. It seems like potatoes, even though I'm buying the same type of potatoes, sometimes some cook quicker than others. I don't know why, but anyway, I just kind of cook them until they're to the doneness that we like them. So that's Thursday. Friday, this is the last day of the meal plan. So on Friday, I am making porcupines, which is from allrecipes.com. And this is like, you make like a meatball kind of with rice in it. It's like, you could do, this recipe calls for ground turkey, but I would imagine you could probably do it with ground beef too. I don't know if like porcupines are traditionally turkey. I've honestly never heard of them before until I had found this recipe at some point. But this recipe calls for ground turkey and white rice, and you make like a meatball, and you kind of, but it's like a watery meatball because it has the rice in it that's not cooked yet, and you just kind of brown them a little bit in a pan, and then you bake them in a dish with like tomato sauce. It comes out really good, and we always serve them with mashed potatoes on the side. It just goes good together. And that is the mashed potatoes recipe is allrecipes.com. Again, it's more just like a cooking method than really a recipe, but it's Chef John's Perfect Mashed Potatoes. You basically just cut the potatoes like once lengthwise and you boil them like that, and then you put them back on the stove after you've drained the water, and you kind of heat them up again a little bit to get the moisture out, and it seems to work good to like have the potatoes absorb more of whatever you're adding to them, like milk or butter or whatever. And then I'm also going to do canned corn on the side with that also. I did want to mention, when I do the porcupines, I do not use regular white rice. I use minute rice because I've had trouble with getting the rice to cook all the way through sometimes. And it's just awful, you know, if you have like a meatball thing with rice in it that's too hard. So I always use minute rice, and it always seems to come out really good. So just wanted to point that out. So that's it for this week's meal plan. Again, don't forget the recipes. The links to the recipes can be found at lolasfrugallife.com if you're interested in any of them. Hope this helped you out in some way. Don't forget you can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find the blog posts, like I said, of these, but also of my regular weekly episodes on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can also join our private listeners group on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/LolasFrugalLife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would really love to see that you're listening by screenshotting the show and tagging me on Instagram. And if you can take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. It's supposed to have a big impact on helping the show grow its audience, which is what I'm trying to do. And, you know, it also just helps other listeners that are looking at the show to see if it's something they might like, to see your feedback. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.